You tuned in to Relationship Factor, where we have authentic conversations about sex and relationships, moving you from problem to solution, from functional to exceptional relationships. I'm your host, Kingsley Moyo, a relationship and sex therapist. Relationship Factor, it's been a minute. I know we haven't released an episode in a long time. A lot of things have been happening with Relationship Factor. Relationship Factor is now a brainchild, a brand of life collective counseling. It's a practice that actually specializes in relationship and sex therapy. So you tuned in to Relationship Factor right now, which really will talk about all things sex and relationships and anything in between. My guest today is Brooklyn Chang. Brooklyn Chang is a clinical counselor. She is a master of social work counselor. She's at the practice Life Collective Counseling. She specializes in relationship and sex therapy. She's good at what she does. I'll just put it out there. She's just good at what she does. She's passionate at what she does. Hey, so my guest today is Brooklyn Chang, a master of social work, a clinical counselor, relationship and sex therapist. What's the deal with online dating? I mean, what happened to back in the days where you would psych up all the energy to make the move, go ask for a phone number? What's the deal with online dating? Is that making me look kind of weak? Is that what's going on here?
No, I don't think it's making you look weak at all. I think we're actually in the era of online dating to the point where it's actually a lot harder to go up in person and meet, but it also provides a lot more opportunities to go and meet people online that you might never have had the opportunity to meet otherwise, right? And so instead of psyching yourself up to go to that person, the bar, you're psyching yourself up to start a conversation, right? And so same idea, same game, but
so now I'm psyching myself up to make the move online. You know, actually, you mentioned an interesting thing around the fact that it's creating more opportunities. Because if I'm in a small town and my town is 200 people, we all went to the same high school. You've seen me as a little boy running around, and now I'm going to hit on you and say, hey, would you mind being my girl? It's like, you stop. Yeah, that now you can expand it. You can date across Alberta, date across all Canada.
Gosh, you can date across countries, right? These apps are worldwide, and it allows you to meet people in new countries if you're traveling or you're living abroad. It's a great tool.
And I also imagine that if you're the one who has a type, that you can't find your type, I guess online dating can open up and show you your type, right?
Absolutely. You get a lot of folk at your fingertips, and now it's up to you to sort through
them. Yeah, yeah, I see that. Now, I mean, if we're going to be talking about online dating, we got to maybe just kind of identify, talk a little bit about some of these dating apps. I'm just curious for you, Brooklyn, what would be your top three dating apps? Yeah, just an interjection right there. Brooklyn is not endorsing any of these dating apps. So if you struggle or if you find love, it's at your own risk. So talk to me, Brooklyn. What would you say your top three dating apps, so to speak?
I would say that it actually depends what you're looking for. A lot of these apps are known for one thing or the other, right? Not saying you couldn't find a long-term relationship on one that's usually used for hookups, but it's just going to be a little bit harder, right? So I think if you're looking for fun, if you're looking for hookups, probably Tinder is where you're going to be at. Maybe even Bumble nowadays. If you're looking for those long-term relationships, Bumble, Hinge, even those apps or websites that you have to pay for, so that you're getting that financial responsibility as well and that pain, right?
Shout out to Bumble.
That helps.
Okay. Yeah. Why are we shouting out to Bumble?
I will always shout it out, sponsor us, Bumble, because I found my fiance
there.
And that's like, I am the Bumble success story.
So there's a Bumble success story on the podcast right here.
Absolutely.
Now, when we're talking about online dating, Brooklyn, we gotta talk about red flags.
Oh,
We gotta
absolutely, we
talk about
have
red
to.
flags. Red flags, red flags. What are we looking for when we're talking red flags, when we talk about when it's on online dating?
Yeah, and red flags are going to come pop up on during the online portion, and it's going to pop up during the in-person portion of dating, right? And so one of the ones that I like to say as a professional that you should be looking for is this discrepancy between what they're saying on their online profile versus what they're saying in person, right? If they're online, they're saying they're looking for that long-term relationship, and in person, that person is saying, "Oh, I'm not looking for anything serious." That's a red flag for most people, and I think you have to be aware of that. My second one is really around who are they showing up as online versus who are they showing up as in person, right? Photos from 8, 10 years ago are probably not a good representation
There's
of
a whole
who they
lot
are
of those.
now. Yeah, absolutely. And for me, there's a difference between making yourself look good for your online profiles, you know, putting your best foot forward and deceiving your potential partners. And so I always like to say, you're probably not looking to start a relationship based on a lie.
Okay, now when we talk about pictures, we gotta talk about some of these Alberta profile pictures that come out there. Holding a fish.
Oh man, holding a fish, I love, right? I will have my own personal red flags. For me, men holding fish are not going to be it. But for some people, it's
That's
going to be like,
your
oh, they're a provider? They can hunt? That's going to be green flags all around, right? One of mine is only pictures of their vehicle, specifically in Alberta, their truck. I'm not looking to date a truck,
I'm dating you, not
right?
the
Absolutely.
And sometimes you get pictures that are cropped. I always treat some pictures that have croppings with some suspicion. Who are you cropping out from that picture?
Absolutely. Is there a sliver of an arm that I'm going to be cautious about?
So when we're
Absolutely.
talking red flags, I mean, there's a reality that for somebody it's a red flag, for somebody it's a green flag. But consistently, we want to be mindful of that discrepancy of who you are, and who you are not, on online. What are the makings of a good success story of online dating? Like, I mean, we got to give some. What is the makings of a good online success story?
I think there has to be that open communication kind of right off the bat, that ping pong effect of like, let me ask you a question, I'll answer and ask you another question, right? That easy conversation to start. And there needs to be a willingness to move this thing offline, especially if you are in the same area or the same province. Likely you're not looking to make a fully online relationship with this person, so there needs to be that time to say, let's
What
meet
if
in
I'm feeling
person.
anxious, though? Should we just keep it online for longer? Like, what if I'm feeling anxious?
I think that that's fair. I think it's nervous to go on a first date. And I would also say, if you're going to let that anxiety keep you from meeting this person, then you're going to be really stuck in this bubble of never really seeing them or never meeting them in person and seeing if you vibe that way,
And I think there's
right? And for some folk, right, if you're dating across country or if you're dating across countries, it's not going to happen right away. But I think there has to be a willingness to at one point do it.
it's interesting you mention dating cross country. What should we consider normal, in quote, normal behavior for long distance dating? What should I be concerned about? I mean, if we're local and the other partner is trying to make moves to say, hey, let's meet, and there's a consistent delay, I can't all the time. Red flag.
Oh,
That's
absolutely.
something to consider as maybe a little bit abnormal. You got to start asking yourself some questions. But when we're talking long distance, what are we looking for?
Absolutely. I think there's a similar thing for online dating long distance is let's move from a text conversation to let's video
okay.
call with each other. Let me okay. see you for
who you look are. Like in picture? You send me pictures from 10 years ago.
Right? Exactly, right? Let me know who I'm talking with. Let's have a more dynamic conversation that you get from virtually talking with somebody in the moment rather than texting.
So there's still a move still that happens there.
There's still a move. I think absolutely there has to be. And then for long distance is beautiful. You get a, you can meet your people, right? Where you might never have met them, but it's suffice to say that there's going to be some challenges.
Yeah.
Right. And so not only do you have to have the communication skills that you would need for an in-person, in-city dating, but now you're going to need to up it because all you are going to be doing is virtual communication for the most part, be it text, video calls, phone calls. And so it adds that extra challenge of like, how do we get to know each other virtually? How do we go on dates virtually? How do we spice things up virtually? Ooh. Because there might be periods of time when you're not seeing them for a week, but you might never see them for like months at a time.
Yeah. So talk to me a little bit more about spicing things up when considering long distance online dating. What are some things that I could consider or think about in terms of spicing up online dating? I mean, I'm going to imagine it can get a little bit kind of, okay, there's a time we talk. Are you talking spicing it online? Or are you talking spicing it when you
sure,
when you
see each why other? Not? Absolutely. Let me first say, like, I think for anybody, it comes down for that trust piece with the person, especially when you're thinking about doing it online. There needs to be that trust, that communication, that we're on the same page on how we're going to do this, right? Are we as partners or as a couple okay with sexting? Mm. Are we as a couple okay with sending pictures and spicy pictures to each other throughout the day? Do we have a plan for how we're going to deal with those photos and who gets to see them?
I think that's true though, because sometimes when sexting happens, is there's no conversation of what is being done with those pictures. Talk a little bit more about
absolutely.
That.
Yeah, I think that's part of that trust piece, right? Is let's have a plan so that I know that I can send you these photos in full confidence, and they're going to remain between us if that's the agreement.
Yeah, I've heard kinds of stories around that. Somebody sent a nude picture into a family group chat.
That's terrifying.
But I like what you were saying in the context of let's have a plan in place. The pictures were sent to your partner, and do I want them stored on your phone? How do I want them stored on your phone as videos? And I think one of the things that I came across is that when you are sending pictures, starting off, there's always wisdom of sending pictures but not putting your face.
Absolutely, there's that
because
wisdom.
When you do that, then at least it's like, okay, nobody can blackmail you, specifically if you're dealing with online. If it's your vibe of sending pictures online, you've got to be careful around that because that's where catfishing. Let's talk about catfishing. Pictures from 10 years ago. What are the makings of a catfish? What are the makings of a catfish?
Oh, they come in all shapes and sizes, Kingsley. I think you can catfish. I think the easiest one, the one that we all think about, is those photos that don't look like us. Or they're the photos that are a completely different person than the person we're talking to now, right? Or there's the catfish of what you're saying to me online is vastly different than how you are presenting in person, even if your photos match.
Yeah.
And so both of them, I think, are equally important for us to be aware of.
There's a sense of grandiosity that is shown sometimes by people when they go online. They'll talk about how big and how they go big in their life. That could be indicative. Maybe it's a prince from Nigeria or a prince. No ill will or shots fired towards my Nigerian community. Some of these things, that's what you got to watch out for too. Somebody promise you all these things, come over here, I'll take care of you. And on the flip side, you got the sob story, of my mom is
Oh,
sick.
yeah.
They got diagnosed with cancer 4 times. And my sister is ill too. My cat and my dog and the next door,
Is
yeah,
everybody
next
sick?
door rabbit is not well. So the grandiosity of exaggerating things as well as of the deep sob story that comes with that. I mean, if we're going to talk about online dating, it does shift to in-person dating. And when we
Oh,
start talking
absolutely.
to in-person dating, obviously, we got to talk about sex. Let's talk about sex, baby.
Oh,
So there's a conversation around sex. So what do I need to know or consider before I get into the conversation? Actually, if you start engaging in sex, what do I need to consider? What do I need to think about and before having sex on the table? I know there's different
yeah.
stories or moves around that, but what do you think? What do I need to consider?
You know what? I think it's up to the person and what they're comfortable with. We're in the era that hookups are pretty normalized now. And so if that's what you're looking for, good for you. Let's communicate that with our partners, right? I'm a big fan of let's make sure that our profile is saying what we want. If you're looking for hookups,
Say that.
put that in there so that you're not matching with people who are just looking for that long-term love. Right? If you're down for just that long-term love, put that in there so that you're not matching with people who are just looking for hookups. And if you're down for both, like, hey, I'm interested in a relationship, but I'm also down to hook up, write it in there or communicate that as you date, right, with your partners in person if you don't want to put down that you're down to hookups to just get those
Now,
matches.
there's always that if you were not looking for a hookup and you started seeing your partner, there's different thoughts and ideas around that. How long do you wait before you get laid? Is that even such a thing? Tell me about that.
Oh,
It
yeah,
is.
I think it's still a
Okay.
thing. Absolutely. Just as there's the culture of hooking up, there's still the people who value waiting until we're in a long-term relationship, waiting for that forever person, waiting until marriage. You still have those people. What I would say is it's more important that you talk with your partners probably pretty early on around what are your thoughts around sex? Do you value sex? Are you a person who values that I want to know that we're sexually compatible, or are you valuing sex in the way of this is only what I will be doing with the love of my life, my long-term companion, right? And so if you are from the polar opposite ends of that spectrum, that's a lot of distance you're going to have to cover around where do we compromise on this? Can we even compromise on this? And as a person who's talked about this with couples in therapy, it's I often hear things like, I wish we talked about this sooner so that we don't engage in 6+ months, the grow and emotional attachment to now we value two very different things around sex and none of us are
Yeah,
happy.
I think it's you mentioned something that's quite important there, because sex is an integral part of who we are. We all enjoy it, we love
Absolutely.
it, but we don't really talk about it. And I think sometimes it comes from the fact that we feel like if I am talking about sex, I'm being perceived as being too upfront. Is that the only thing that I have on my agenda? But I think there's some value in being honest and say, hey, I'm looking for a relationship. Just so you know, just because I'm looking for a relationship, it doesn't mean I'm going to dismiss sex. It is an important part of me. These are the kind of things that I like. If you're one of the kink
Absolutely.
peeps, you want to put it out there.
Absolutely. If you're one of the people who you have multiple partners, and that's an important relationship and an important aspect of
So
relationships and
put it
sex for
out
you,
there.
you probably want to put that out sooner than
Yeah, because
later.
it yeah, because when you come out later on and say, hey, I'm Polly, like, wait, what? No, you, yeah, no,
Yeah.
you didn't tell me about that, or I'm open, really.
Right?
Yeah, that can cause the relationship to fail real quick. And I guess that can be a contributing to an unsuccessful online dating story. And I think it also creates a lot of injuries or emotional injuries for many people, because they would say that, hey, you know what? I've been trying online dating and I seem to meet the wrong people. I get connected with the wrong people. It's because people are not being upfront in their conversation. Talking about being upfront, we gotta bring out the other good stuff. What else do we have to bring up in terms of conversations about being upfront? What do we have to talk about?
Oh, I think you should absolutely talk about culture, religion, family values, kids.
Yeah.
Do you have kids already? Yeah. Do you want kids? Do you never want to have children? Those are all of those topics I think need to be discussed. They don't need to be your first date, but they should probably be within the first like 2 months.
Yeah, yeah, because that's an important part. It's a make or break, yeah?
Yeah. These values of, well, I'll take children for this one. It's important for us to know if we are dating somebody who already has children, what's that family dynamic going to be like? How are they not introducing me to their children because they don't think that I'm serious about this? Or what's their perspective on that? As somebody, if you're somebody who has children, like sharing with your partner why you want to hold off on introducing your kids to them, or why you're excited to introduce your kids to them, is going to be a pretty important conversation because you've got a lot of parties involved.
That's now. A significant move too. They can be too fast in introducing kids, or it may be too long. That begins to create some anxiousness around that. And I think it's fair to say that sometimes some people don't introduce their kids to partners that they've met online because it's a sense of safety. Sometimes it's a sense of in the past they got injured, emotional injuries. So they just don't trust that easily. It'll take them a while to be able to dialogue about that. I mean, do we have to talk about a credit score? Is that a thing?
Maybe not a credit score, but like, what's your value of money? Okay. How do you perceive money, right? What was money like growing up for you? Because if you come from a family that really values income, values the stability that like full-time jobs provide, you're going to have that initial reaction of, oh, they're only doing part-time work. Maybe they're not even working because they're in school right now. What's your debt situation?
How are you going to provide this
relationship stability?
If you get into marriage, your debt becomes my debt. So we got to talk about that debt situation. Absolutely. What are your long-term plans and going to school that reduces income and so forth? Yeah. I think that those are real conversation. One of the things that we're observing right now is the increase in interracial relationships because of the online dating. Not only that, talking about a place like Edmonton, you got people coming from all walks of life. What are some things that I need to consider, one needs to consider when you're talking about interracial dynamics when online dating?
Okay, well, first I'm going to sidetrack us and tell you a little fun story. Is that when I was thinking about that, I was like, oh, have I ever experienced an interracial relationship? And then I had to take a moment and was like, oh, I am the racial part of the relationship. I am not. So for our listeners, I'm a mixed race. And I was like, oh, every relationship I've been in is interracial. Because for me, as a racialized person or a mixed race, I have a really good mix of like understanding a pretty white culture, but also I have very limited connections to my Asian heritage. But that's going to be important for a couple who is in an interracial relationship to talk about. What are your traditions in your culture? What does family mean in your culture? What do holidays mean in your culture? What are expectations, right? If I'm getting introduced to your parents, are there things that I'm going to do that's going to offend them and their beliefs, right? If for the first time I'm coming and I'm sleeping over, are we going to be sleeping in the same bed or are we sleeping in separate rooms?
Yeah. It's that word, expectations.
Absolutely. I think when we think about interracial relationships, there's an era of needing to be open and curious, but also do our work. I think as someone who is learning about cultures all the time, there is a aspect where the person of color should not be the only one giving you your education.
Ah.
Right? You should do some research.
Yeah, yeah.
Broadly, be proactive. Take that research and then come back to your partner and be like, listen, this is what I know, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's true for you and your family. Mm-hmm. Right? So tell me a little bit more about your family and your understanding of like culture and tradition and how you would want to see that show up in our relationship.
So that's kind of like some brownie points too, because when you think about it, if I'm taking the time to go ahead and research about your culture, or just understanding your culture and coming back to you and say, hey, you know what? I found out about this. Can you tell me about this? This seems cool. This sounds interesting. Yeah. And then a partner telling me, no, that's not true. No, that doesn't apply to me. Oh yeah, that actually applies to me. That's some brownie points right there.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. That's being seen that you're taking real interest in how I'm showing up.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of things you can consider around online dating, the dynamics around that, long distance and interracial dynamics. What else do you have to consider around that?
I think that you have to consider the aspects of what you and your partner are comfortable with, right? Sexting is great. Sending pictures is great. But there's also video. How are you video... Are you comfortable with engaging in video sex? Are you comfortable engaging video sex through mutual masturbation, right? Mm. And how do you set that up for yourselves in a romantic way, right? Are you okay with just being like, let's do a quickie together online? To let's have a date together online and then follow that up with some love making through mutual masturbation together. Let's experience this as a couple.
Happy ending.
Right, absolutely. I think, though, I will always reinforce that you have to talk to your partner about this over and over again, because you want to make sure you are both on the same page before you dive in. As a follow-up, there's a lot of tools that you can use through online dating that
Tell me about the tools.
Oh, yeah, like dildos or vibrators that you can use across distance, right? Your partner has the app and they help control that.
There's things
that help with penis having folk that can help make it feel like you're on your side of your partner. So there's all types of tools if that's available to you financially. And if you want to try that out to spice up your life, because sometimes they'll be going weeks, if not months, without seeing your partner.
A long time. Yeah. So sexual intimacy is not limited to when we are in person.
No,
we can still
enjoy
that mutual connection while we are in long distance.
Absolutely. And then it helps it so that when you are in person, if you get that opportunity to make it a little less nerve-wracking to start that up again.
Wow. Now, I know there's a lot of stuff that we can touch on with online dating. What are some of the things that you say, you know what, when you think about online dating, you gotta know this. You gotta think about this. You gotta go to this place. You gotta figure this out. I mean, that may from in the conversations that you have, or red flag, or even the different dynamics that you gotta consider. What is it that you say, you know what, you gotta know this?
I think some of the areas are, what does family mean to you? What does sex mean to you, right? What are your expectations with that? Your view on children, right? Is that a part of what your family means to you? Your view on pets, is that what's important
to you? Yeah.
Work-life stability. What are we doing for fun together? But things like politics.
Politics
and religion is going to be important, right? If I'm coming from a home that celebrates, let's say, Hanukkah in a really important way, for somebody who's like, oh, I've never heard of that, I actually practice a whole different religion, maybe I'm not religious, maybe I'm super religious in a we practice X together and they don't mesh, we need to figure out how we're coming together on this. What's important for me to understand about your traditions, your religion? And then if you're in that long-term relationship, like, what does that mean for us long-term? Is there expectations of me moving towards another religion or leaving my religion or accepting yours? And if we're going to have a family that involves children, what does that mean for this family?
The interesting thing around that is when we start talking about things like family, religion, they form a significant part of our value system.
Absolutely.
So if we don't bring them to the table and we dialogue about them, that's where you'll have multiple unsuccessful stories, because you just don't know who they are and what their background, their backdrop, their template of normal is. And that can be a little bit hard to actually feel like you get settled in and trust somebody in the relationship.
And I would say that you almost have to have these conversations ongoing. What I see in a lot of couples is that you start off with maybe some similar values, and then down the road, maybe your values change. Maybe you started off being like, yes, we want a child-free lifestyle. And then down the road, a partner says, ooh, you know what?
I want kids.
I want kids. Mm-hmm. I want you to want kids. But suddenly that partner who thought this was a relationship where we're never going to have kids is left being like, what is going on? Yeah, I think that's a point where we need to have that open communication ongoing, so that it doesn't create years between resentment of not talking about this and thinking we're still on the same page.
And I mean, I think another important thing around that is, if you find that you love your person and you're vibing well, but there's some areas that you're stuck on, just go to couples therapy.
Right.
Just get some help and just get some professional help. Somebody's going to come in and sit down with the two of you and just, hey, this is where we're stuck. Everything, we vibe so well, but we're just stuck in this area here. How do we navigate that piece?
Absolutely. Some of these things you're going to be able to talk about on your own, and some of these things are going to be really useful to talk with somebody who can help you think about all the different aspects.
Yeah. There's a lot that we can dig into and talk about in online dating. I mean, it's been a pleasure to have you, Brooklyn, on the Relationship Factor podcast. Hey, if you tuned in right now and you have not followed us on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen to your podcast, why don't you go ahead and follow us there? Matter of fact, while you're at it, go to Apple Podcasts. Just give us a 5-star. I mean, if you're going to put a 3-star, 4-star, don't bother. 5-star is what we're looking for. Hey, if you loved it and you've enjoyed it, go ahead and give us a 5-star there. Hey, this is another episode of Relationship Factor. Brooklyn, it was good having you join the podcast. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.